Farm Network.
The Environmental Working Group is out with its latest attack on the USDA's Farm Safety Net. The so-called Farm Subsidy Database has been highlighting farm program payments since 1995. Rather than releasing the names of all farmers receiving payments, USDA now lists the lender. Ag Country Farm Credit Services President and CEO Mark Nisley says the EWG information is a bit misleading.
The only time I think a lender is listed as having received these support payments is when the farmer actually makes an assignment to the lender. And, you know, I want to be really clear with this. As you know, and as your listeners probably know, this money does not come to the lender for the lender's benefit. It's really provided on behalf of the customer, the farmers and ranchers, as a payment directly to the lender to be applied to their loan, not to benefit the organization, the lending organization. So that can be a little bit misleading as well when you take a look at some of these headlines and sound bites.
Nisley also takes issue with this group's characterizing farm program payments as a subsidy.
It's just unfortunate. You know, I think working together on any of these national initiatives and being open and transparent is important, and you know, causing a rift by using terminology like that is disappointing from my perspective.
Wheat growers